Mike Harris, welcome to the Republic Broadcast Network. It is Wednesday, January 18th, 2012. Anyway, we're again having technical difficulties here. Screwed up here a little bit. I don't know what's going on. Dan, our producer, is an outstanding guy, and I'm sure he'll get me squared away. Anyway, good morning. I've been going over the news subjects today, and as usual, Veterans Today is one of my primary sources, not only because I write for them, but because it's probably the better source of unbiased news in the country, if not the world. There's a couple unique things about Veterans Today that I like. One of them is that 70% of the staff who writes for Veterans Today is former intelligence officers, with one agency or the other. The other thing is that they don't take any money. No one is a sponsor. No one can influence them. No one can threaten the withdrawal of sponsorship or revenue to them if they don't spin the news the right way or fail to report certain pieces of news. So there's issues along those lines that give Veterans Today a higher quality. Really, the journalistic standard of days gone by. You know, there was a time in this country when you could actually rely on the news media, when journalism was really something more than the propaganda that it's become. But these days, television ratings. You know, Walter Cronkite was really the last guy who people took seriously on the news. And these days, you know, you look at the Fox News and these buffoons like, Hannity or O'Reilly. And, these guys are nothing more than propaganda shills. They've got an agenda to sell. And, you know, for years I watched it. I thought they were the greatest thing in the world. But once you look beneath the behind the curtain, so to speak, and you begin to crack the code of what's going on, and you understand what they're really saying and what they want you to believe. One thing, a friend of mine, a guy named Jeff Gates, he wrote a book called Guilt by Association, and I recommend everyone buy this book. Jeff is a brilliant guy. He's done a tremendous job documenting what goes on in this country and how it goes on. And once you read that book, it'll change your perceptions of the news, and it will allow you to listen to the news with a dispassionate eye and understand what they're not telling you. There's two types of lies. You know, most of you know this already, but there's the lies of commission, where you actually tell someone, you know, something that's not true. If I told you I drive a Ferrari, and, you know, I drive a Volkswagen, that's a lie of commission. The other lie is a lie of omission, where, the guy comes home from work and, he walks in the door. He's obviously drunk and all that. And he says, I just stopped off for a few beers on the way home with my friends. But he didn't tell his wife he stopped off at the strip club for a few beers and, spent $500 on table dances. That's the other type of lie, the lie of omission. And we can find those things in our news media if we look for them. And there's our music for our first break, and I'll be right back.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack Impact E water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Good morning and welcome back. This is Mike Harris. It is Wednesday, January 18th, 2012. And today's a little different day for me. I'm going solo today. I don't have a guest scheduled. Just been, you know, trying to find fresh guests and to not repeat too often. So I had a unique email come in from a listener. And the listener really did a good job. He asked me a very thought-provoking question. And his, I hope he's listening. He didn't give his name, but that's okay. But he asked me, what are we going to do when they steal the next election? How are we going to pre-arm ourselves in the event of electoral theft? And I've been thinking about that for a couple of days. And I don't really... I've got some ideas. I don't have a lot of ideas. So what I'd like to do is open up the phone lines early today so that you, the listeners, can call in with your concepts on what do we do. I mean, since 2000, when George H.W. Bush was declared the president by the Supreme Court, and look, I've been a Republican my whole life. I was glad to see George W. Bush get elected. In 2000, he wasn't my favorite guy, not by any stretch of the imagination. But I thought that he was better than Al Gore because, you know, quite frankly, Democrats scare the heck out of me because all they seem to want to do is expand the welfare state, raise taxes, and give money to people who don't work. And that bothered me because I'd always been hardworking and felt I was overly taxed, etc. So. Vote your pocketbook. I voted Republican. But George W. Bush, stole the election. You know, the whole Florida hanging chads issue where his brother happened to be the governor and where, you know, the lovely Catherine Harris certified the results of the election and the Supreme Court intervened and appointed our first dictator. Well, now here we are all these years later. We've got Obama in who won't produce a birth certificate, won't open up his college records, won't give us any of his history, is now our new dictator. And we have this NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act. We've got the Patriot Act. We've got a new bill pending in the Senate, or actually it's an HR, it's a House Act, that will allow them to revoke your citizenship. Well, you know, I can document my family. I'm the seventh generation born in this country. And for them to threaten me with revoking my citizenship because I disagree with the current dictator in our country, I find that offensive. That's not the country that I was born in. And it's, you know, not the country I'm going to die in, because I'm going to do my best to fight this. But I want to open up the lines to our listeners today. The number is 1-800-313-9443. And once again, it's 1-800-313-9443. Now, we know that we have problems with the Diebold electronic voting machines, where there's no paper record kept, and that by changing the software, you can change the results of the election. You know, it may only be a 0.5% or 2 or 3% or whatever, but usually they don't need much. They just need a couple of percentage points to sway an entire election. And I'm concerned about this. What are we going to do if we suspect, if we can confirm that they've stolen the election, that they have altered the results, and the will of the people is not reflected? How are we, as the American people, the American populace, going to react? And what can we do, both proactively and reactively, to ensure that our democratic process is honored? Now, let's be very clear here. We're a republic. We're not a democracy. Democracy is mob rule. But we do have a democratic process where we select our representatives to represent us in a democratic manner through the House and the Senate. So what are we going to do across the board if we suspect that the election has been stolen? We've already had some funny business in Iowa with the caucuses. I mean, this Rick Santorum clown, you know, who really represents, you know, the worst of the Senate. You know, he was one of the least ethical of our senators and couldn't even hold his own seat in Pennsylvania, where he's from, comes from nowhere, to finishing a very close number two. Mitt Romney, I'm not a fan of. You know, I'm just not. I think he's too establishment. Comes from another political family. You know, his father, George Romney, was the governor of Michigan. Has other people noticed that we get these dynasties of politicians that come along? You know, we have the Bush family. We have the Clintons. We have, you know, now Romney coming in. We get, you know, the Kennedys. We get sons and grandsons of politicians. It goes on for two and three generations. That's not what I was raised to believe America was, where anyone can grow up to be anything they want. But the longer our republic survives, it seems like the opportunities for the common man to hold a political office become less and less. And I'm just looking for some feedback from our listeners. I mean, really, the listeners are why we're on the show, and the demographics we have are excellent. We have a highly educated, very intelligent listenership out there. And I want your ideas. What do we do if we suspect that the election is being stolen? And if we don't start talking about this now and don't have a plan now, you can bet that they're going to try to steal it. You can just bet on it. The popularity of Ron Paul is something that is greatly repressed. And it doesn't even get mentioned on most of the major news channels. And the guy is a solid number two. And I suspect that if we had honest voting results, that Ron Paul would probably be number one. Now, I'm not endorsing Ron Paul. I like him. I like the fact that he is the only one in the Republican field who has spoken out against the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. He's the only guy who stands up for the Constitution. He's the only one who wants to bring our troops home and stop fighting in these illegal foreign wars. And really, you know, Alan Rowland's been on a couple times. They're not even foreign wars. They're occupations. You know, we've turned our military into an occupying force that is repressing other people in their homeland. And we call these people terrorists for defending their home. You know, I'm just in such a quandary as to what to do. I've always been a law-abiding citizen. The worst thing I've ever been, you know, caught and convicted of doing is a traffic violation. And that was, you know, doing 10, 12 miles over the speed limit when I shouldn't have been. But hey, what the heck, you know? That's just kind of how it is. But how do, you know, people of conscience, people who want what's right for this country, who care about this country, this is our home. And what do we do when we have this criminal cabal, this group of criminal parasites that are subverting our form of government and getting us involved in things that not only don't do the country any good, but actually do the country harm? And we've got a caller from Tucson. Let me see if I pronounce this right. Stolius. Okay, Stolius, welcome to the show. How are you, sir? Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, you are. Thank you, Mike. I didn't know I was going to get demoted to sir this morning, though. That's all right.
I appreciate the humor in that. Thanks.
That's why, you know, sir is a social title. Anyway, I like giving people a hard time just for fun, though. Yes, it's reached diabolical proportions. But, you know, I always tell people, in order to understand a thing, you've got to look at the history of that thing. And what I found out is this country experienced a revolution during the Civil War. Not a shot was fired. It was done with paper, you know, known as the Reconstruction Act, the Administrative Procedures Act, and basically the ability or inability for attorneys to hold public office was taken away during that time. And basically, it's not really a conspiracy, or it is a conspiracy if one wants to look at that, but it's basically attorneys, a private bar association running every aspect. And one aspect, just to prove that, you know, there's something called the football that the president used to carry around, which was the suitcase which gave him access to the nation's nuclear arsenal, correct?
Yes.
And you know, he doesn't press a button or do anything unless he consults his attorney. So who's running the show? And I remember watching on Fox News about 5 or 6 years ago when there was that military exchange between Lebanon and Israel.
Yes.
4 years ago. And I actually went out and disclosed that the generals don't put the bombs anywhere until the attorneys tell them when and where to put them. Now,
well, you're absolutely right about that. And, you know, maybe it's time to reform. I look at the last 50 years of history in this country, and, boy, we have just done some boneheaded things that don't serve the needs of the people. And in my concept of government was always this: how do you do the most good for the most people with the least expense?
I agree. And just to tie it back to the presidential election, I've been doing, I can't cite anything right now, I'm not in front of my notes, but apparently according to the writ and the docs and the procedures, the people were to vote their representatives and the representatives elected the president. Correct me if I'm wrong or if you know otherwise, but that's the gist of it that I've gotten.
Okay, well, Stolius, there's our break. If you want to hang on through the break, you can. And if not, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Okay, thanks.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropids. They found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropids. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Hey, welcome back. This is Mike Harris on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Wednesday, January 18th, 2012. We're on with Stolius from Tucson. And Stolius, I don't know if you know this or not, but I went to undergrad school at the U of A in Tucson, so I'm a Wildcat.
Oh, okay, sure. All right. Oh, but I have no interest in sports. You know, every time someone tells me to watch sports, I say it doesn't make any sense, just a bunch of people in uniform chasing a ball. I'm trying to be objective.
Well, sports were supposed to be fun, and they become a big business.
Seems like everything's about money, and you know the irony is there is no money. It's a credit-based economy, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. The thing about credit-based economies is that they create enough money for you to borrow, but they don't create enough for you to pay the interest that goes on top of it. So the net result is an aggregate of property ownership by those who issue the credit.
Right, and the line of your signature is the line of credit. It's kind of like if you go to, let's say, buy a coffee, and you make an exchange with a note or currency or whatever, and they give you the coffee, and you sit down, and then after about 3 minutes, they come by and they take the coffee away from you to give it to somebody else for another exchange, even though you've already settled it. You see,
mm-hmm.
That's the whole foreclosure, credit card, all the court system in a nutshell.
So what are your thoughts? How should we approach this problem? What do we do if they try to steal this election from us?
Well, that's the interesting part. I found out that human beings or the inhabitants of the earth are word controlled, and we just need to stop, just like a dog on a leash. You ever notice sometimes the dog, if you ever take a dog on a walk, he'll notice he's on a leash, you know, and he'll say, wait a second, I either got to pull or relax. So I think the stop pulling and fighting is clearly the answer, and we just need to take a deep breath and pace ourselves. And when I say ourselves, I'm talking about the corporate we. I don't know if I'll tell you, Mike, honestly, I'm almost embarrassed to call myself a human being these days just by seeing what's going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what I say is this. Voters vote, electors elect. So the technically, again, I don't have my notes in front of me. I did find some references where the people in the within the counties vote, the county organizes it, let's say, through the state. Because there is no state. A state is just the corporate part where all the counties come together. Come up with tallies, results on who will represent them at the Capitol. And those representatives then elect, the voters vote electors elect, the president. Now, you always get in trouble when you make biblical references, but allegedly this country is based on biblical values, but it's not on biblical law or actually what the Bible actually says. There's a difference between tradition and values and actual dictation. If you look in the Bible or Scripture, people never voted. They cast lots for the leaders, and they let the Creator let them know that way. So the system does approach that, and I encourage people to look very closely that the people directly vote for representatives who then elect. And I guess it's called the Electoral College. But the whole thing is so wrought with private interest. And I say private, I mean international private. Because in your Constitution itself, I think it's Section 10, it does say that the operation of this document, being the Constitution, is the elections.
Well, let me interrupt you there. You mentioned the Civil War earlier. We've not been operating under constitutional law since the Civil War. We've been operating underneath a constitutional charter of the United States Incorporated. And so we're and that's a fact that's hidden from most people. And we don't realize that they keep telling us, perpetrating the lie, that we're a constitutional republic, and really we become United States, Inc.
Correct. And that's why everything is by consent and by paper or by submission of some sort of application. The word application means to plead for, to apply, to beg for. So they've turned us into a nation of paupers, and the corporate store holds all the wealth.
True. And if you don't think you're collateral of the country, look at every birth certificate that has an asset number assigned to it. And the people are really the collateral of the country.
Well, that's may I interject something on that? It's actually your signature is the line of credit. Your signature is the line of credit because a corporation, what it actually has in inventory are books. You see, if you have an airplane factory, what you have is collateral, all the parts and airplanes out there in the hangar and in the back, right? But when your company becomes assessed for securitization, they send a bunch of bean counters, and they just look at your books. They really don't go out and look at the hangar. It's up to you to count how many parts you've got, and it's up to you to realize that what's on the books is actually out there, out back. But ultimately, the bean counters just care about what's on the books, right?
Well, yes and no. If you're going to do a thorough due diligence process, they will actually audit the inventory on hand. And there was a famous scandal that came up about, 10, 12 years ago called ZZ Best Carpet. And ZZ Best Carpet had a warehouse full of carpet, and they kept moving it from warehouse to warehouse the day before the bean counters were to show up to count their inventory. It was pretty famous, but a $300 million deal blew up a couple days before the IPO because they got caught doing that.
Okay, but in this case, it's a rabbit hole, isn't it? Because, with the birth certificate, they actually create another entity, don't they?
Yes, they do. Stolius, thank you for your call. And when we come back, we'll take Steve from Virginia. Be right back in a couple of minutes.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121. 4-1-2-1.
Good morning and welcome back. This is Mike Harris on the Republic Broadcast Network. It's Wednesday, January 18th, 2012. Let me give out the dial-in number again at 1-800-313-9443. And I want to hear from our listeners today. And let's welcome Steve from Virginia. Steve, good morning, sir. How are you?
We always enjoy hearing the show. The previous caller, I enjoyed the comments, and then your responses. It reminds me of this book that I don't know if it's been mentioned, They Own It All, Including You, by Rowan and McDonald. I think Dr. Rowan and... Get the first name McDonald, but that mentions a lot about the true history of the what you all were mentioning. You know, as far as the, I guess you'd say what category that we're really in, as far as commerce. You know, it's a commerce and situation that we're viewed as by the powers that be and the system that we've all been brought up into. And I guess so many people aren't aware of it, and anytime we sign anything, we're simply, continuing in the system.
We're playing into it. You know, we're not taught the rules of the game. Yeah. No one takes the time in our educational system to tell us how the game is played and to actually reveal to us what the rules are. And yeah. one other neat thing I want all of our listeners to look for: anytime you see a flag, a U.S. flag in a courtroom or on a police officer or any shoulder patch, anything like that, where there's gold fringe or gold braid around the U.S. flag, that indicates that that court is operating under U.S. maritime law. Maritime law indicates it's for commercial purposes, that it's not for constitutional purposes. And so if you can see that and detect it, then you understand that the law, as we understand it, us uneducated masses out here understand it, then that's a subtle but very, very important difference. And I want to point that out to everyone, that anytime there's a flag with gold fringe around it, understand it's a different set of rules of law for you. But, Steve, what's your opinion? What do you think we should do if we catch theft of the election? I mean, because the popular vote doesn't seem to be winning the day these days.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to say. I know that shows such as this one are helping people to become more aware. I guess, first of all, people have to have the awareness of what's really happening. So many people they're not aware of what's going on to be able to wake up and say, oh, wait, we've got to, you know, counter this. I guess trying to bring out the truth, talking to people in however way we can, as far as candidates who are good, such as Ron Paul. It's very difficult. I guess it's been stated that in order to really, for the country to survive, well, I believe firstly it needs to turn back to the Lord. I believe that's the main thing. But we need to have a type of revolution. I don't say that it has to be, at least at this point, with any
well,
violence,
Steve,
per se.
Steve, that's a really good point. Let me interject something here.
Yeah.
We can have a revolution of thought within this country. We don't need to have a violent revolution, but
right.
a revolution of thought and how people think. If we can just change the mindset of the people, we can turn this thing around. I think that's, you know, what I heard you say. That's what I'm advocating for, is a revolution on how people think and how people perceive their government.
Yeah, yeah. And with enough people, it can make a difference. And I think that will would be sufficient to scare off the bad ones who are, you know, they've been so arrogant and just moving along, passing this and that, and getting their way. The ones, you know, trying to control everything. And I think that it's possible to, as you say, you know, get enough. If there were enough support, strength and numbers in that sense, you know, these terrible things can be pushed to the side, or future plans for us could be scrapped in favor of you know, how the country should really be run. If we have decent people, sometimes I think whatever particular system we have isn't as important as the having decent people manage it.
Well, I think that's a really good point there. And one thing, you know, I ran for governor of Arizona in 2006. And one thing I learned from my experience was the issues don't matter. What matters is how you address the issues, because whatever issues are today, they're going to be different tomorrow. And if you have people of good character and good intention who want to do the right thing will get done.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it is helpful to really be aware of things. Like I say, a show like yours is helping, I think, to do that, because then people can wake up and say, oh, you know, hopefully that will spur some positive action, you know, based or after once people.
Well, let's talk about positive action for a minute, you know, because people ask, what can you do? Where there's the old letter writing thing. You can always write your congressman a letter. That always works. You can call. You know, call in to your congressman, you can leave a message. But more importantly, you can talk to your friends and your neighbors, and that costs nothing. It's easy to do. And as things escalate, if we don't get the change that we require for the country to survive, people can take to the streets in peaceful demonstration in support of their government merely to show them that they disagree with the set of decisions they're making. This NDAA thing scares the heck out of me. And now the fact they want to be able to pass a law to revoke your citizenship, that's
right,
really frightening.
Right. Oh, yeah. In fact, I was just going to mention that it's interesting you mentioned it first. I had heard that earlier today that if it's of interest, on Nori's Coast to Coast show tonight, he's supposed to devote, I think, the whole show to this NDAA. That's just something that might be of interest also.
Well, these are frightening things because they've essentially destroyed the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been living under a different paradigm of government. They've hidden this paradigm from us.
Yeah.
We've all been living our lives thinking we're living in the Constitutional Republic, and we haven't been, not since the Civil War.
Yeah.
And so we've been living under United States Incorporated. Well, corporate law, you know, you have articles and bylaws and things like that, are very, very different than what our Constitution articulates.
Yeah.
And so so they've really hidden that from us, and they've been deceiving us. Now,
It's sad that as you know, of course, the Constitution or anything federal derives its authority from the states. And seems like, well, of course, that's part of the opposition there, where they would have it reversed, you know, rather than the way it's supposed.
Well, when the founding took place in this country, there were those who were still loyal to the British Crown, the Tories, who wanted centralized power. Those were the Federalists, and there's a whole series of papers called the Federalist Papers. I don't know how many people have read them, but you should read them because it will make clear the intentions of those people.
Yeah.
And I really prefer the distributed effect, that the states are the sovereign, and that we the people, that they govern by with our consent. And if we don't want to be governed in this manner, we withdraw our consent. And this whole change in the dialogue here is that they're trying to tell us our consent no longer matters. Well, I think it does. And I think we need to oppose this vigorously. And remain within the law, because I don't want to get expelled from the country of my birth that my father and grandfather and great grandfather were born. And my family's been born in this country that I can document for at least seven generations. And I think that would be a travesty, a crime. But that's what they're doing, is they're trying to crush the opposition.
Did you mention earlier on the show? I'd heard it earlier about the expatriation.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
They can revoke your citizenship.
Yeah.
And what happens to someone whose citizenship is revoked? What happens then? And that's an unanswered question. You know, where do you go if you're without country?
Right, right. It's just amazing. Of course, the founders were. They had such vision, and they wrote, of course, about what to do if the country should ever get. Well, of course, they didn't want it to get to that point, but there were things that we can do if
the
country.
Thomas Jefferson, has a very famous quote out about how you have to water the tree of liberty from time to time with the blood of tyrants and patriots.
Yeah,
and maybe
maybe
it's time to water that tree. I'm hoping not to go violent on this thing, but the people of the United States have been abused, and we're being taken advantage of every single day.
Yeah.
And it's time to put a stop to this. You know, this whole thing about the 1% and the 99%. It's so true that my father had a saying that I repeat endlessly. It's called "The rich get richer, the poor have children." And
yeah,
and I find that it's both humorous, but it's also very true.
True,
and
yes.
So,
yeah.
So, what are we going to do if we find them tampering with an election? What are we going to do? And that's a question I have for our listeners today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think it's important to think about that I believe that what happened in 2000, I agree with what your assessment was, too. Later on, I came to believe that had happened. I wasn't a fan of Gore either, but I just the evil that went on there. I don't know. I think maybe initially, as you mentioned, the millions, if possible, the more the better, protesting out in the streets, and as I say, hopefully peacefully, but protesting and saying, look, we have to do this over. We're declaring this to be invalid, and we're not accepting this person who's been elected because it's not, you know, pointing out the questionable results.
Well, Steve, I think that's a great point, and let me move on and take another caller. But thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate it. And thanks for listening in. I'm glad that we have listeners. And like I said, you know, we can all do something just by talking to our friends and neighbors and right. making them more aware of what's really going on behind the scenes that we don't see.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. Thanks
well,
a
Steve,
lot.
Well, Steve, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. We have Gloria up from New York. Gloria, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for taking my call. I think, you know, people usually know which station they are going to vote in any county or state. And my idea is to go to the house around there and start talking to the people ahead of the time and try to occupy one of the house. I mean, people who do understand and open-minded. And after people vote in the real place there, they come out and they go to this house and they come into this house and they say, I vote like this and this, I vote Ron Paul, or I vote this, and it will be another account.
Well, Gloria, the one thing I've noticed here in, you know, I've always been what I consider to be a right-wing Republican, if you're going to play that old left-right paradigm game. I've always been a right-wing Republican, but what I've noticed is I have friends who are also left-wing Democrats, and all of us agree that Ron Paul is the only guy worth looking at out there, that he's really the right guy for this time. He's the only guy who is even going through the motions of upholding the Constitution of the U.S.
My question, my so-called observation is, it's like what they have for us, what they make for us, to waiting for us. So if we are want to, if let's say we're going to suspect something is not right, so there is a house close by the station where people come and vote and then go to this place, this house, and say, I vote there because I want to be checked out that they count my vote.
I see. So you're saying go to the polling place and make sure that people understand that what your vote was, that so no one can change your vote and
yeah.
And
that, if you vote in the so-called in the state, or I don't know how they say the legal stuff, that you vote like this and this, and then later you go to this house, so-called, going to be advertised. People can come there and make sure that the vote counts.
I see what you're saying. So after they vote, they can gather someplace and determine how many people actually voted in favor of one candidate or the other candidate. I understand. Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Hey, that's one of the better suggestions I've heard today, Gloria. Hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think if we start today, you know, and people know usually where the station is taking place, where usually people go and vote. So go around the house in the area and make it obvious that is going to be another station when after the people get vote, they're going there to make sure their vote do count. And I put my name and I...
Let me give you an example. So let's say you have the polling station and 100 people show up to vote. So there's 100 votes. And so those 100 people then meet somewhere else and they can determine among themselves that 58 of them voted for candidate A and 42 of them voted for candidate B. And if the result from the polling station are anything different, then you have a grievance for a legal complaint to challenge that election result. Then you know things were meddled with.
Yeah, but not so much like that. But it's like checking up the government or whatever you call it. Checking up, so you don't have to get there more people. Just people go one by one.
Yes, I see. I understand.
All right, sorry.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back after this break. Thank you. Taking Tom from Florida next.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin, and I am always telling people that ExtendoVite can extend your life. Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on ExtendoVite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ, and I want to update you on how ExtendoVite has been working for me. It has been 1 year now, and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend ExtendoVite to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Good morning and welcome back. This is Mike Harris on the Republic Broadcast Network. It is Wednesday, January 18th, 2012, and let's welcome Tom from Florida. Tom, good morning, sir. How are you?
Thank you for having me on.
Well, the pleasure is mine.
Yeah, I think I must reflect, you know, the frustration of everybody. You know, what do you do? You know, how do you solve the problem? I've really reached a point where I'm just kind of just, I can't believe the stuff I see, and I guess if I was to describe my frame of mind, I'd have to say I'm simmering, you know? I'm angry,
You're right. The tone of the population, the people, is one of anger. It's not violent anger yet, but you're right. It's simmering anger, and people are really about had enough. And you know, I don't want to see this country have civil unrest. I don't want to see people lose their cool. So what do we do? How do we rationally head off these problems, and how do we keep our elected officials and the electoral process honest? How do we make sure that we're getting an honest election?
Well, I think we have to do it from the ground up. Like I say, you look at Washington. There's no way you're going to change that 10 square miles of debauchery or whatever you want to call it. I think that if you could, like Sheriff Mack, he was down here in Florida, and I went to see him. And within your county, all these things that are happening, which should not be allowed to happen in a constitutional republic. If you could, let's say code enforcement's bothering you, you could run right out to your sheriff and say, hey, call him, go out, and he would instantly show up and say, hey, you rascals got to get out of here. You can't do this. Or anything along that level at a county level, because if you could change the counties, you could change the state. And, of course, once all the states get on the right page, we pretty much could bulldoze Washington and get it back to where it really was supposed to be, just a very small administrative area. We're taking care of things that, are only between the states. I mean, they should never have all these agencies reaching into every aspect of our lives. But it would be wonderful to be able to say, well, can I go to this person, and he's going to show up, and if necessary, with force, he's going to enforce my God-given rights, and that would be at the county. I mean, it's not impossible to think about taking over your county. I think about taking over a state. That's more daunting. But if everyone did the county thing, it would all come together like a patchwork quilt of, perfection, the state.
Well, Tom, I agree. And you just touched on a really key point, and that is our federal government needs to be pruned. It's like a rose bush that's grown crazy and going everywhere, and you can't get away from it without the thorns sticking you somehow. But it needs a good, stout pruning.
Well, I think it almost needs to be almost by considering the size that it is, I think that we would trim it back to like possibly 5% of what it is, because everything there involving all of the states, like the agencies, I don't think it was ever intended for them to have one gigantic, basically it's the equivalent of a king, one entity having domain over all. I think that's what we were trying to get away from. So how did we, end up with this gigantic, monstrosity up in the district that just can reach into every single state? I mean, it was never supposed to be that way. I mean, I think we were supposed to be compartmentalized and within the confines of the constitutional republic, things that basically, every state had to abide by that. But other than that, there could be somewhat differences between the states, and hey, you'd go to the states you liked,
that's absolutely true in how it was designed, that if you don't like how the state you're in is being administered and another state has a more favorable environment, you are always allowed to travel to the new state. Okay, there's our break. There's our break music. Tom, if you want to hold over the break, you're welcome to. If not, let me know.
Okay, I'll hang up.
Gold ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and